Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. The managing director of Orpea is summoned on Tuesday by Brigitte Bourguignon, the minister responsible for the elderly. This takes place after the shocking revelations of the book Les Fossoyeurs, which reports accusations of abuse in nursing homes. Hygiene products and meals are said to be rationed to improve the group's profitability. The government spokesman Gabriel Attal declared yesterday that the revelations made in this book are absolutely revolting. In Paris, Grenoble, and Lyon, 170 rallies in total are organized today at the call of unions. The objective of these interprofessional demonstrations in the public and private sectors is to demand wage increases, as the issue of purchase power returns to the front of the stage a few weeks before the presidential election. Left-wing voters are called to vote online from today for the popular primary. Nearly 467,000 people are registered to decide between seven candidates, in particular between Christine Taubira and Pierre Larrouturou. Anne Hidalgo, Yannick Jadot, and Jean-Luc Mélenchon are on the list, but they have announced that they will not recognize the results. Voting ends on Sunday. Meanwhile, the race for sponsorships begins today for presidential candidates. Their objective is to reach 500 signatures. Authorized elected officials have 5 weeks to send their sponsorships by post to the Constitutional Council. The institution will publish twice a week on its website the updated list. On March 7th, Laurent Fabius will unveil the official list of candidates. Sexual violence has sharply increased last year in France, with a 33% rise. According to the Ministry of the Interior, this sharp increase is explained in particular by the increase in complaints filed for prior events. Gérald Darmanin specifies that this trend is within a context of freedom of speech and better consideration of such events by the police. And then the funeral of Gaspard Ulliel took place this morning in Paris in the Saint-Eustache Church. The 37-year-old actor died last week in a skiing accident in Savoie. This afternoon, the ski lifts of the La Rosière ski area will stop for 1 minute in tribute to the actor. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.